Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 107. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. And I have the fortune, the good fortune of having a Saturday show. And because of that, I can talk all about small businesses in the Twin Cities that you can support for Small Business Saturday. Now, last hour, I talked to Tanika Graves. She is over at the Holiday Pop-Up Shop on Nicolette, right in the YMCA building on the first floor, selling earrings and bracelet and artwork. And you can go in there and find all kinds of cool stocking stuffers for your friends and family and coworkers and employees. And support local, shop small. That's the hashtag for today, right? And, you know, nobody that I know does more to help support small businesses, help them to thrive, help them to stay informed, help them to get access to capital and funding and educational resources than Nancy Corsa. She is joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. And Nancy, I know Small Business Saturday is your thing, girl. You are out and about. Where are you? Because I know you are somewhere out doing something amazing. Where are you?
Oh, good morning, Shaletta. Thank you so much for having me. I'm actually at the new BBE headquarters downtown. And we're so excited for today. And thank you so much for highlighting businesses. But Shaletta, today I don't even want to talk about me. I want to talk about some other businesses that are actually being ushered out. And that is at the Chameleon Shops at Nicolet Mall.
Okay.
They need our help. So I want to shout them out so as many people as possible can go and shop with them before they get kicked out December 31st.
Okay, wait a minute. You got to back all the way up. What's going on with the Chameleon Shops? They're getting threatened to be kicked out? Okay, girl, back the train all the way up. You got to give me the whole scoop on this.
So this is very important. So Chameleon was a opportunity that was started a couple years back, you know, along with the George, you know, what happened after George Floyd. And now 4 years later, unfortunately, they are doubling the rent on everyone, and they're giving them the slip to leave. And those shops are BUTIQ, Unique Global, Sista Co-op, the B Suite, FS Minnesota, Strive Bookstore, and the Minneapolis Craft Market. A lot of them are being asked to leave. Of course, they cannot afford a double rent. So I'm just asking for everybody to go and support them. Go shop. Go get your holiday shopping. They have to move out no matter what at this point. We're just hoping to help them get their inventory, you know, as light as possible so that they can have an easier move. So please, everyone, go out and support them at Nicolet Mall.
Okay. This is so sad because, you know, as a small business owner, you start out with a dollar and a dream, and you are excited about, you know, finally stepping out on faith and starting your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you always run into challenges. You know, you don't plan for that. You plan for success. You don't plan for failure. But the one thing that I appreciate, Nancy, is that you are there for small businesses. Now, some folks are not familiar with BBE, and somebody just texted me and want to know what BBE is and who is this Nancy lady you're talking to. So I want you to introduce yourself. show to our listeners, Nancy, and talk to them about Black Business Enterprise, because I need them to know that, you know, as folks say, well, I need a painter, but I don't know where I can find a Black painter. I need a dentist, but I don't know where I can find a Black dentist. I need a, you know, somebody to yes. take care of my lawn and build me a fence, but I don't know where I can find Black construction workers. Black Business Enterprise specializes in doing just that. And Nancy, you have been at the forefront of making sure that these businesses get known by the masses here in the Twin Cities.
Absolutely. So Black Business Enterprises was founded several years ago, and we have a for-profit and a non-profit, and we are passionate about serving entrepreneurs and small businesses and individuals striving to improve their financial standing and business prospects. So we like to call ourselves the grid. We want you to plug into us so that we can plug you into the rest of the community. And we really specialize in helping minorities establish their worth to wealth. First, we have to understand that we're worth it. And then that's the only way we build wealth, by connecting to each other, using each other's services, and continuing to circulate the dollar amongst our own communities.
And that is so important, circulating that money, because when we go to the big box retailers, it's gone. And to be able to support these small businesses, especially on Small Business Saturday, means so much to these business owners. And this is an opportunity where they can make enough money to finish this quarter strong, to start next year off on good footing. Talk to me, Nancy, about why it is so important that, you know, shoppers, especially right now as they're buying Christmas gifts for friends and family and coworkers, seek out these small businesses.
My goodness, I know everybody's jumping on Amazon and all of these crazy Black Friday deals with these big box stores. You know, brick and mortar, as we know it today, they're dying out. And the only way to keep the very fabric of this country alive is to shop local and shop small business. At this point, you know, if we don't and we don't turn things around, Amazon's going to take all over the world. And guess what? Amazon don't care nothing about us. And, you know, I personally don't want to give any more money for a billionaire to buy their seventh yacht. So I'm really imploring everyone out there to really think through the local mom and pop shops, your store around the corner. They're really the fabric of our country. So we have to continue to support them. And that's what builds real community. And that's what builds wealth in the community so that we can continue to strive together.
Now, Nancy, folks want to know about Black Business Enterprises website. The one thing that the main thing that I send people to your site for and to you for is when they want to find that Black business owner, they're intentional about diversifying, you know, who they work with, whether it's a contractor or a caterer. And, you know, you have a unique opportunity for people to take advantage of when they go to the Black Business Enterprise website, is they can type in what they need and they can find everything from a lawyer to a dentist who is African-American. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely. So we actually recently merged, actually back in September, we just merged with MBGA, which is the Minority Business Growth Alliance. And so we are revamping our list. But so far, we have about 7,000 businesses on our directory, on our website. And you can find people all the way from Atlanta to Iowa to Minnesota, whether it be, like you said, a dentist. You need a mechanic that will actually come to you, and everybody is on there. So you can go right on blackbusinessenterprises.org and head on over to the directory, and you should be able to find what you need. If you can't find who you need, just go ahead to the contact us, and we'll send you a list of people recommended directly by us.
And, you know, that's the thing that I like about what you're providing, Nancy, is that, you know, if people get online and they may be a little overwhelmed or they can't find what they're looking for, you all are so in tune and in touch with folks. And, you know, they contact you and you hit them right back up and give them exactly what they need. And, you know, it's not lost on me that we have a lot of mixed race families. And so people need to make sure that they, by culturally appropriate gifts for their grandchildren for Christmas. You know, you got the Black Santa on there, right? You know, so many opportunities for people to make sure that they are being culturally appropriate, diversifying their contractors, their workforce, and just making sure that, you know, they, you know, are being fair. And being appropriate and, you know, doing what they can to support, especially small businesses in Minnesota. You know, and I need you to tell people, Nancy, how they can help you, because, you know, you do so much in the community for small businesses, and you cannot do all this by yourself, whether it is volunteering, whether it is donations. What is it that we can do to help Black Business Enterprise continue? Because if you don't keep going, we cannot find out about Chameleon Shops. People cannot find these Black vendors. I know you have two annual events every year where you raise money. You know, you are making sure that Black business owners stay in compliance, whether it is their taxes or forms that need to be filled out. And so you do so much for other businesses. What can we as a community do to help you?
Well, it's definitely a collective, you know. Thank God, it's not just me, but the biggest help is we need donations, because we pay for people's LLC. We're helping them renew their businesses each year. And also technology. We have a lot of business owners that don't even have a laptop to work on. So donate all, you know, use electronics. We'll take those. Go ahead and make a $20 donation. It doesn't matter how small. That helps us actually continue to be able to help these business owners. You know, you will be shocked, Shaletta, how a small $250 grant goes so far for a person. So we appreciate that. And also come out to our events. We have the Winter Wonderland coming up December 15th. Come out and shop with these local businesses. It will literally make their year to be able to, of course, lighten their load, sell their products, and really share the goodness that is small business here in the Twin Cities.
Okay, you got to give us your website before you go so folks can get out there and get the information about the Winter Wonderland. It is an amazing opportunity, a beautiful event, so many vendors, so many connections made. I tell you, I had me a time. Okay. And it is one of the premier events that people can get out to get connected, to get in touch with those small business owners and support them beyond the Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, it's blackbusinessenterprises.org. And if you go right under events, you see those. And Shaletta, what I love the most is in January, we have New Year, New Revenue, which is a workshop to learn different ways to make money with your business, or completely free for the entire community. We also have a free tax class January 30th, where anybody can come out and get free help with their taxes and just questions about their business taxes and different deductions. And then we also have a credit class, free, completely free. We'll help you fix your credit right here at BBE, beginning of January. So please come on out. We want to help as many people as possible get a leg up to 2025.
Well, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. I appreciate all the work you do with the Black Business Enterprises. And again, go to the website to not only find out about the Winter Wonderland event that's coming up, but also to make sure that you know who these Black businesses are, where they are, and how you can hire them. Nancy Corsa, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Shaletta. We love you. Thank you for continuing to help us elevate in the community. We appreciate you.
All right, girl. We appreciate you, too. And I appreciate you guys sticking around. Don't go anywhere. There's more of the Shaletta Show coming up. It is 1:22. You are listening to the Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is downright chilly outside. I left bottled water in the car and it was frozen when I got there, which is good news because that means that all the ice fishermen have just a couple more weeks before they can get out there, get their boats out there, drive their trucks on the lake and get out there and get to fishing. But I want to make sure y'all don't go out there early, please. When I first moved to Minnesota back in 2004, I was working at KSTP and it was in November. I got here early November and apparently it was one of those warm winters, kind of like it is now. And, some of the ice fishermen went out there a little too early Yes, they did. And one of the first stories that I covered on the weekend, because I was weekend assignments editor, was one of the ice fishermen who drove out on the lake right after Thanksgiving and lost that truck. Yeah, that truck went on down into Lake Minnetonka. He and his family had to swim up to the shore, and so when the crews got there, he was sitting there. He was wet, and we said, "Were you the guy who we just heard it on the scanner that he lost his truck? He was driving on the ice when they had clearly said don't drive on the ice yet." And of course, he said, "No, that wasn't me." We're like, "Sir, you sitting here on the shore. You're right here on the side of the water. You're wet. You're distraught, and you don't have transportation. You sure that wasn't you?" "No, wasn't me." "Okay, all right, thank you." And that very same day, later that day, we had another situation where a truck went into the lake. And what I came to find out from the second gentleman who did grant us an interview was that, you know, hey, he said every year after Thanksgiving, the weekend of Thanksgiving, it was a family tradition that they drove out on the lake and began ice fishing. It always happened the weekend after Thanksgiving. And he was trying to keep the family tradition alive, and so he lost his truck as well as his ice house. And so I understand that we have traditions, but we also have weather. Mm-hmm. And so what we have to do is be smart about it. And we all know that it hasn't been cold enough long enough for us to even skate on the ice, let alone drive a 10-ton truck out on the ice, hauling ice house with all the fishing gear in the warmers and heaters and equipment and TVs and all kinds of cool stuff and the craft beers. It's not ready for that yet. So while I appreciate that you and your grandpa will go out every weekend after Thanksgiving ice fishing, don't do it right now. Don't do it right now because the lakes are still laking. Okay, we were in Woodbury going down Woodbury Drive, headed to the Super Target so we could do our family shopping for toilet paper and whatnot. And I did not pass one frozen lake. In fact, most of the lakes still had ducks just swimming around in them. So if you get to a lake with your ice house and your 10-ton truck and your Ford F-150 and you see ducks swimming around on the water, I'm guessing, and this is just me guessing, it's probably not going to hold up. So why don't you hold on? What do we got, like 20-25 days where we have to have below freezing temperatures for you to drive, and it's really not ever safe, right? It's as safe as it can be. It's not really ever safe because, again, it's still a lake. It's still a body of water. And so with this global warming that we don't want to act like it's real, things are so different. They've changed. I'm looking at green leaves on the tree. I'm looking at green grass outside of the window and the studio at my Cottage Grove home. I'm talking to some folks in Minnesota who say they have been living here all their lives and they don't ever remember a December, because it's going to be December tomorrow. You might as well say it's December. A December where there wasn't a flake of snow on the ground. So that lets us know that global warming is real. Okay. And we have to respect and appreciate that by not taking the ice house out on the lake when the lake is not frozen. Now, global warming is real, but what I can't believe is real. I saw a story in USA Today, and I couldn't believe it. Would you tip a retail worker? Would you tip a retail worker, like you go into the store, White House Black Market or Chico's or any of the Victoria's Secret or American Outfitters, American Eagle, Dick's Sporting Goods, H&M. When you go in to buy clothes, would you tip the retail worker? That could be coming soon. Right now, I already got an issue with the new tipping for the food industry. Now, don't get me wrong. When I go to a restaurant and I sit down and you bring me my food and we have a conversation and you refill my water and my wine or whatever it is that I'm drinking, I have no problem tipping you. In fact, I'm going to tip you well, right? Because I believe in blessing folks. Y'all know how I roll. However, if I'm pulling up to the drive-thru and you are handing me the bag and what's in the bag might not even be right, and then you hand me the little block and you ask for a tip, I'm sorry, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no because we didn't have no conversation. I didn't get out of my car. You didn't leave your post. You gave me my coffee or my sandwich and my fries, and I drove off, and I appreciate you, and I'm going to pay full price for these items. But I just don't think that if you are not providing a service above and beyond handing me a bag and swiping my card, and sometimes you don't even swipe the card, you stick the thing out, and then I got to tap it and put the pin in and stuff. I don't know. That just I don't believe that I should have to or feel like I should have to tip. But retail workers, okay, so here's the data from a survey of more than 500 U.S. retail workers provided to USA Today. Over a quarter of them want to receive a tip. In fact, they said that they would like to receive an 11% tip. They expect it. Mm-hmm. Half of them would like to receive a 5-10% tip on your items that you purchase. Retail workers, the folks who are standing at the cash register when you check out at Penny's or Marshall's or TJ Maxx. Can you imagine tipping a retail worker? Y'all, it could be coming. It could be coming. They said tipping in the hospitality sector and counter service tipping has been a hot topic since the pandemic. And they said the folks in retail, they said they want their money too. They said if we could tip the servers at the restaurants, we can tip them for service at the cash register when we check out with a new pair of shoes or some earrings or, you know, a blouse or, you know, Christmas, you know, coats for the kids or whatever it is. They said we need to be expecting at some point in the very near future to tip retail workers. Child, I'll stick a fork in me because I'm done. But the show's not done. We got more of the Shaletta Show coming up. Okay, now is the time. Not before today. Now is the time that it is acceptable for you to buy and drink eggnog in the store. I know some folks, I have worked with some people who, they're very disrespectful. They will buy eggnog at the beginning of November. And they will drink it. They won't even hide it. They'll post about it on social media. They'll even write blogs. They'll have a whole freaking eggnog website where they encourage other people to drink eggnog before Thanksgiving. Now, y'all know I know a few people, okay? I know a few folks. And I have called some political officials that I'm familiar with and asked them if there's any way we could make it a crime to drink eggnog before Thanksgiving. And apparently they're working on that legislation. I appreciate the efforts of Carla Bancom and Julie Blaha and Bobby Joe Champion for pushing this legislation forward on the local as well as the statewide level. I might even take it national, which would mean that my former coworker, Rusty Ray, may be facing charges. Because I know he is an eggnog fanatic, and I'm sure he was drinking eggnog way before Thanksgiving. Am I right, Rusty?
Go ahead and give me a life sentence, Shaletta, if you think it's against the law. That's all right. That's all right about me.
Okay, so when did you have your first drink of eggnog this year?
Whenever I first saw it in the store. I think it was probably mid-October. Probably mid-October.
Before Halloween, you were supposed to be on your pumpkin spice thing.
No. Come on. No. I think I was still wearing shorts when I first purchased it for this year.
Because it was probably warm outside.
Well, I even had some in the freezer from last year, so I was still finishing some of that up. And, I'm enjoying it. It's available. You might as well enjoy it.
Yeah, it's a lot of stuff available. Meth's available. Crack is available. opioids are available. People are not running out to buy it, Rusty.
I think meth might be better for you than eggnog. I don't know. That might be the case.
Now, you are the king of eggnog. You had a whole website, a blog. Folks are calling you from all over the country. So you can tell them where they can get the best eggnog from. That's your thing. How did you even get started with that?
I just loved it, and I would post it on social media for a few years. And I just finally decided, I think, in 2020, when we were all kind of still emerging from being stuck at home or being at home more often, then I might as well try it. And I started posting and started ranking. And I think I've got rankings for close to 30 different varieties that either I've tried or people from around the country that I know. I'm from the East Coast, so a lot of people there would send me their rankings. I know some people in Florida, and they try different varieties that you can get, there and stuff like that. It just kind of grew and grew. And it's just something I enjoy doing, and people, I don't even have to put anything on Facebook. People just start sending me things when the weather turns colder about eggnog.
Okay, so what is the taste? Who has the tastiest eggnog? What store do you go to, hands down, buying that eggnog, and that is it for you?
The best eggnog I've ever had was, it's an East Coast thing. You cannot get it in Minnesota, unfortunately. It's Turkey Hill brand. I think it's a Pennsylvania brand. You might be able to get like Turkey Hill ice cream and stuff like that. But in Minnesota, there's a local variety out of Forest Lake. There's a farm there, and the name is escaping me. I apologize. But then also at Hy-Vee, I know you love Hy-Vee, Shaletta.
I love Hy-Vee.
You can go get the Anderson Erickson or Erickson Anderson, the farm company out of Iowa. They make a very, very good eggnog. Very sweet, but very good.
Okay, and hold on, because we got to find that Forest Hill eggnog because,
Lake,
you know,
yeah.
It's Forest Lake.
Meadowwood, okay. Meadowbrook Farms, something like that.
Hold on, Meadow Farms, because, you know, today is Small Business Saturday, so we've got to get out mm-hmm. there and support our small businesses. Okay.
Right. Is it
Lake Meadows Natural?
Where I live in the North Metro, you can find it at Festival, and I found it also at Festival, and I think at Hy-Vee also. It comes in a glass jar also. It's like a hefty glass jar. You can come back and recycle it. It's kind of funny, but it's really good. It's really, really good.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're going to have to find them. Okay. Is it Autumn Farm? Autumn Wood Farm?
Autumn Wood Farm sounds about right. I apologize.
Okay. Hold on. Yeah, because they're going to get you. Okay, Autumn Wood Farm is Small Business Saturday. Be sure to shop local this holiday season. They're open from 12 to 4. Okay, this is it, Rusty, because I'm looking, and they've got they've got the glass bottles with the red cap
fantastic.
On it. Okay, it says tasty. Okay, let's see what kind they got. Okay. Yeah,
that's
okay,
it.
So, yep, that's stuff. It. Okay, so it's Autumn Wood Farm. And
that's
let's
right.
see what their website is. AutumnWoodFarmMN.com is the website. And they, look at this. This got to be them, Rusty. This got to be your people. Because
it
on
too.
The website, it says, the wait is over. Eggnog is here. Milk from glass to the glass. Yes,
it's beautiful.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
Okay. And it says it's the Danninger family dairy farm. They've been around since 1902. And so, yeah, this got to be your people. The Danninger farm.
Right there on 61, I believe, between Hugo and Forest Lake is where they're located, I believe. So,
that's it. 19435 Granada Avenue North in Forest Lake. Okay, so we got to shout them out. Autumn Wood Farm since 1902. The wait is over. It says eggnog is here. All right now.
Go for
okay.
it. Go
All right, let's go. Let's go. Now, I'm going to get some because you're saying it's really good. And if they put it in a glass bottle, that lets me know they care. I don't know. Somebody drinking out of a glass bottle makes me feel fancy. I don't know.
And then you can bring it back to Kowalski's and get like $6 for that glass bottle. So go for it.
Get your money's worth. Okay, I'm going to have to order some. I see I can order some online. Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, one of the things that you're an expert on eggnog, another thing that you're an expert on is working with me. Mm-hmm. Because you and I worked together briefly, and you studied the I Work with Shaletta handbook.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was thrust upon me. I didn't really have a choice. I didn't really get a choice. I'm also glad to know that you couldn't reach Adam Carter, Mark Fry, Steve Simpson, Jason DeRusha, Chad Hartman, or the new guy Ari on a Saturday. But look, I'm here. I'm happy to help Shaletta, whatever you want.
I appreciate it because it's not for me. It's for my new producer, Lindsay uh-huh. Brown. She is on the line. And I'm really, this is her first official day doing the show. And I want her to be successful. I know that I'm very scary. Some people say that. And I run people off. Other people who have run off say that as well. And so mm-hmm. I just really want you to give her your top two or three tips on working with me, because I can be a lot sometimes, Rusty.
I understand.
I really can't. Rusty, that's Lindsay.
Hi.
It's really nice to meet you, Lindsay, and good luck to you. My goodness, we're all praying for you. It's quite a task you've got yourself into.
I got my notes ready, so what are your two tips? Make sure I stay on this ship with her.
It's really hard for me to say, because if I read the newspaper the other day correctly, Shaletta is no longer, like me, is no longer on Twitter. And I applaud that. And not like Chad. I applaud that. I think that that's a good idea, Shaletta. I'm not going to give Elon any more of my attention. It's hard for me to say, because the number one rule, Lindsay, was to never mention Shaletta on Twitter, because your day would be over. Because she would mention bomb you on Twitter for hours and hours. And so mm-hmm. don't ever mention her on social media. Like, if I post this interview on my Facebook page later, I probably shouldn't tag her in it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't say nothing. Yeah.
So don't mention her on social media. And just don't try to approach her like you're doing her a favor. You know what I mean? Just like, hello, Shaletta. How are you? Nice to see you, Shaletta. You know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. What do you need, ma'am? How many people do I have to call, ma'am? Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That sounds about right. That sounds about right. Yeah, that's right. I think that's probably it.
I remember when you thought you were doing something awesome, and you tagged me on Twitter.
Gosh.
And Lindsay Peterson, he looked at you, and I think he gave you the rest of the day off. He was like, you're going to need it. And that was at 10 o'clock in the morning. Lindsay, probably about 11 p.m., we were still wearing him out.
I was worn out. I went on a date. I had dinner date with my wife that night. It's the first time we'd been out, since the pandemic. It was a few years ago. And I had to almost turn my phone off. I had to leave it in the car because I'm like, I'm trying to have an evening out with my wife, and Shaletta won't leave me alone. It was unreal.
Oh my God. And I had everybody that follows me on social, I had them tagging him and tweeting toward him, and it didn't stop. It was like, I think it went on for a couple of days. It went on for a couple of days.
Last year sometime, Lindsay, the Star Tribune magazine put Shaletta on its cover, and I just thought to myself, I'm so glad somebody's giving Shaletta some attention. I can't believe she doesn't get the attention that she thinks she deserves. So I'm glad that somebody finally felt sorry enough and put her on the magazine.
And you know what didn't happen when that happened, Lindsay? He didn't tag me. I bet you that. He did not tag me. He didn't say anything.
Better believe it. Lindsay, I don't know about you, but I've got a couple aunts of mine, like my relatives that I've blocked on Facebook because they'll comment like every picture that I post, you know. They'll go back to 2014 and like photos from then. So I've had to block my Aunt Sherry. So, I, you know, Shaletta is verging on that territory. She's verging on that territory.
Well, you know, on Twitter, they used to have a feature where you can, I think it was silence or pause mute. That was it, mute. And so Adam Carter notoriously muted me. And how I knew is I would tweet at him and sit there and wait for his phone to ding, and it didn't. And that's when I realized he had me on the mute. So I wasn't blocked, because you can see when somebody's blocking you, but you can't see.
No, I see.
Muting you. Yeah.
That's good to know. Yeah, that's good to know. So without Twitter, it's a little bit easier, Lindsay. But, I mean, having to place these calls and make sure everybody's straight and just make sure everything is where it needs to be, it's enough for any producer of any show, but certainly that Saturday Shaletta show, that's a lot to handle.
Yeah. So I know that you are you know, got her on your special needs prayer list. Everybody's rooting for her. Do you know who by chance has the I Work With Shaletta handbook? Because Henry Lake had it, and then he gave it to Jason DeRussia. And then I don't think Josh ever got it. Poor Josh. I don't think he ever got
poor
it.
Josh. Yeah,
poor Josh. Poor Josh.
I don't know. I don't
Is he still alive? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Poor Josh.
God bless him.
Poor Josh.
I don't know. He's such a nice guy.
He is. He's bless his heart. This is just casualty. He's a casualty. I think that Chris Schaefer may be still studying it. You know, he's our new meteorologist, so he didn't want to get eaten alive. So Chris Schaefer may have it. So, Lindsay, you might want to get with Chris Schaefer on Monday when he comes back from, you know, Thanksgiving break, and see if you can't. If he's not done with it, maybe he'll let you scan it. Maybe
right. I'll take some screenshots, and we'll put an Apple AirTag on it, and then it won't ever get lost again.
Careful with that word tag. Don't tag Shaletta. I'm telling you, don't tag Shaletta.
Hey, Shaletta, I have it. Look, it's in here.
Josh has it. Josh didn't read it. Josh didn't read. He got it, but he didn't read it.
I'm hiding it.
Okay. All right. Come on, Josh. Get with it.
Oh, my God. Well, Rusty, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I know you and your family are having a great Thanksgiving. And tell your wife and your babies we said hello and we love them. And we miss you and we appreciate you.
I appreciate you very much, and good luck to Lindsay there, and hello to all my friends at WCCO. It's good to be back on the air even for a minute. And look, I've made it. I'm doing a phoner from an airport. I can't believe it. This is not on my bingo card today, but look at me. This is great.
Look at you. You know, I'm trying to make dreams come true before the end of the year. We're trying to do all kinds of surprises. I got a call today. My daughter was so excited. I was checking my voicemail, and you know, she's 11. So anything she hears an adult say, she believes them. And so the call came in, and the voicemail said, "Hi, Shaletta, you've won $5 million. Please call." Please call. And then so they gave me the number. She was like, "Mommy, can we call?" And I was like, "Not from my phone. We can find a payphone somewhere and call them. Not from my phone." So she gave me her phone, because I got her a little, you know, phone from the Xfinity store. They had a little sale on, so I got a little Xfinity Comcast phone for my little soon to be teenager. And so I was like, "You can call from your phone and get the spam, but I'm expecting God to bless me with $10 million. That's my prayer, but I know that the $5 million is not coming from this Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes call that I got, and I didn't even enter into the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes.
Smart money, not my money.
All right, Rusty, you have a great day, enjoy the weather, have a great flight, and we'll see you soon.
You got it. Good to talk to you. Thanks so much.
You guys stick around. There's more to come. I miss Twitter, but, you know, I had to do what I had to do. Jumped off and jumped back on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok, LinkedIn. So you can still find me out there in social media land. And I appreciate so much the people who are responding in real time to the stories that we're posting, to the interviews that we're doing. You know, you can always know that we are engaging as we have these conversations, because they don't just happen on the air. year, they are happening online as well. And, you know, I was just talking to Rusty Ray, one of our former co-workers at WCCO Radio, about Autumn Wood Farm. It is a dairy farm out in Forest Lake. It is Small Business Saturday. And he was talking about eggnog because, you know, that's Rusty's thing. He loves eggnog. He had a whole eggnog website. He was doing national stories with everybody from CNN to MSNBC about where you can find the best eggnog. And he was bragging about Autumn Wood Farm's eggnog. And I said, you know what? We're going to try to get Autumn Wood Farm on the line when we can throughout the show. We're going to keep trying. If you know anybody over there at the farm in Forest Lake, we want to chat with them. They're open today from 12 to 4 for Small Business Saturday. And they are at 19435 Granada Avenue North in Forest Lake. The website is autumnwoodfarmmn.com because we got to shop small. That's the hashtag, shop small. Because small businesses need us, especially today. So I hope you did not spend up all your money on Black Friday deals, because I need you to go out and shop local. I was just on Threads and I saw Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanigan talking about how Small Business Saturday gives her an opportunity to go and buy earrings. And I was like, yes, you have got to get over here to Tanika Graves. She is downtown Minneapolis at the Nicolette Holiday pop-up, and she's got earrings for sale. And that's how this whole thing works, right? That's how these small businesses survive. That's how they thrive. That's how they don't wind up getting kicked out of the shop because they can't afford the rent. It's when we use our platforms and our light and shine it on them and then tell other folks about it. And so before I let you go, I need to make sure that if you are out there and you are riding around today or you are at your house doing your winter cleanup, you get out there and find an opportunity to support a small business right here in the Twin Cities. Don't go anywhere. We've got another hour of the Shaletta Show coming up.